The scripture this morning is one of the lectionary texts for this week. It's the Psalm of the Week. If any of you are not familiar with the lectionary is used across denominations. And so this morning we are reading the psalm that across the world, churches are reading this psalm as well. So we are part of a larger body that reads these scriptures together. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion. For all generations, praise the Lord. This is the word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. J. Lester, I invite you to come forward here and we will sit down together and have a conversation. How are you feeling right now, J. Lester?
Scared and comfortable.
We probably all have those feelings sometimes. I know I do. Well, J. Lester and I have met together at Landis Homes probably about once a month for the last year. And it's been a very rich experience every time we meet together. It's been a mutual blessing, I think. And through some of those conversations, actually, the worship team came up with the thought of, you know, we should invite J. Lester to share with us one morning. And how many years ago, J. Lester, was it that you preached here?
I don't have that clearly in mind.
But there's a tape of it that we listen to. It's a treasure to listen to. This morning, there's three different things and stories that J. Lester has to share with us. And it's going to be around the theme of God's faithfulness and love through different life experiences. The first question, J. Lester, what have you learned about love and about God through the experiences of death and loss?
There are many things that one learns from the experiences that one would rather not have. Those are the best learning times. I remember when death first entered into our family with the death of Chuck and Joyce, his wife. And the Lord gave to Lois and me a sense of trust in Him that was amazing and strengthened us both in ways that we'd never expected, and found mutually helpful So death, though it destroyed many of our dreams, there is blessing that remains, and the Lord has taught us to rely on Him more and more, and not to put our trust in human beings, as the psalm said, for the human beings, none of us are capable of completely filling that trust gap. We trust one another, but ultimately it is Christ who counts.
What was the importance of the church and community through the experience of losing your son and daughter-in-law?
The church and the community really rallied round and supported us in many ways, people from Whitmer Heights Church, but also beyond Whitmer Heights. I was working at Good and Plenty at the time, and they brought us food. One of the experiences that God taught me occurred at the open grave as our son Ed stood by me. We had our arms around each other, and Ed said to me, "He was my only brother." And it hit me like a ton of bricks that God had allowed me to have a son. I still had a son, but Ed did not have a brother. And my eyes were open to the fact that others suffer as much or more than we do ourselves in ways that we are not thinking about. God was there with us in spite of all those dreams that we might have had. And I think it was partly because when Chuck was, when Chuck was very young, he had whooping cough, and it was not, the doctor didn't know if he would live or not. And I remember praying not to take Chuck, and the Lord heard, and Chuck lived until he was 32, and Joyce also. So he gave us Chuck and Joyce for Chuck for those 32 years, and they were rich and meaningful. And so it is, let us cherish life and those around us who love us and whom we love and care for.
One of the things that almost every time that we meet together, Jay Lester, I feel like we acknowledge that we have this time together, and it's a gift that not that we can't take for granted. The fact that we can sit together and talk and that we have this day is a gift. And I think when you experience the kinds of tragedies and unimaginable tragedies that you did in your life, you realize in an even more profound way how each day is a gift. And so I've learned that from you too. The The second set of questions is around the theme of vulnerability. And this was just into my first month of pastoring, way back, I guess, a year ago. Jay Lester came up to me and said, and I really didn't know Jay Lester very well at this point yet, but he said, one of the things that can happen when you get older, especially as a preacher, pastor, is that it's harder to stay vulnerable. And he told me, stay vulnerable. And I will never forget that, Jay Lester, those words of wisdom. And so I'm wondering if you could share with us some life experiences or stories about how you learned vulnerability, how you continue to practice vulnerability, and how you see God and the character of God in being a vulnerable people.
Well, I think God teaches us in many ways about vulnerability. And I think it's one of the most beautiful assets a person can have. To acknowledge one's own mistakes and be comfortable acknowledging those mistakes, for they're part of the human life that each of us has. I remember feeling that there were certain persons in my lifetime and in the leadership roles that I carried that I hurt them. I hurt them not knowing it sometimes and knowing it at other times. But that awareness led me to confess to my colleagues individually those hurts that I may have caused. And I found that confession is freeing and strengthening. And now I can look at those people in the eye and know that I have nothing to hide. They know me, and I know them. And we are free to be ourselves under God's guidance.
I'm wondering why it's hard to stay vulnerable. As you said, as you get older, it can sometimes be hard to stay vulnerable. Why do you think it's hard to stay vulnerable?
I think it's hard to stay vulnerable because we like to hide the unpleasant aspects of our personalities from others. And the older we get, the more we feel that vulnerability, and we need to come to the Lord to confess to Him and to others this vulnerability that we are trying and have tried through much of our lives to hide from others.
I'm reminded of the importance of safe places to be vulnerable. Right now we're going through Safe Church training, and we want to be vulnerable people, but sometimes vulnerability can also be not a good thing when it involves children. I guess my question is, what has been the importance of having small groups that are safe to be vulnerable in? And how have you found small groups through your life of being vulnerable?
I think as we've had small groups here at Whitmer Heights in the past, that acknowledging who we are under God to one another is a part of the vulnerability that God wants us to have. Otherwise, we do not really learn to know each other as persons, who themselves are vulnerable, and the vulnerability that we can show can bless others with freeing them to be vulnerable also. The small groups that we have had here, Lois and I had found blessing in our lives in teaching us vulnerability and caring for one another.
Where do you see vulnerability in the life of Jesus?
Jesus had nothing to hide, and he didn't hide it. As he spoke to people, as he cared for people, as he asserted himself to others when they were in the wrong. I think Jesus was vulnerable most clearly in his time of death, crucifixion, suffering, death. He acknowledged his vulnerability by saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was both human and divine and showed us how to live.
And as we are modeling that and working at that together with one another as Whitmer Heights Church here, I'm more convinced than ever that it's in vulnerability and it's in as you named, confession, that we open ourselves up to God's healing and hope and grace and forgiveness that can bring reconciliation. And yet, it's hard to do. And so, I know I've been encouraged by you, Jay Lester, in that, and I want to keep working at that too. So thank you for the way you've emphasized that and demonstrated it as well.
Being all vulnerable and confessing. Confessions are not always well received. I remember saying to a school official when I was very young a few suggestions that I had for the improvement of our living together and working together. And he said to me, "So you think I'm not running the school right?" And that was basically the end of our conversation, because he was not open to vulnerability and to acknowledging vulnerability also. And so I'm glad that I shared at the times when people did not seem to realize or didn't seem to receive that vulnerability or that confession. Yet I freed myself through sharing and being open.
Well, thank you for sharing about vulnerability. The third area, Jay Lester, that I'm wondering if you would talk with us about, has, as we think about the theme of God's faithfulness through all of life, and I'm wondering if you could talk about God's, hiding God's faithfulness and love through your relationship and marriage to Lois. And now, as Lois has dementia, and that through that very difficult experience, what have you learned about what love is about and commitment is about and faithfulness is about through your relationship with Lois?
I have learned the value of tears, mm-hmm. for one thing. When I was a boy, I enjoyed reading Indian stories. They were stalwart, unflinching, didn't show their emotions. I had a father who was very much like that. He found it difficult to share his emotions. He was dry-eyed, and so was I. But along the way, I have found that tears are freeing. I remember at times praying for tears when I was dry-eyed in the face of suffering of others or myself. So tears, I've cried more often in the last few days and years than I ever had before. When I visit Lois, the tears come. Can't help it. They just come. And it's all right. God accepts our tears too in thanksgiving. Yesterday, I had some free time, more than usual, and so I went to Lancaster House, where Lois is living, found her asleep. And usually, I don't find it very helpful to visit with her when she's asleep. But yesterday, I sat with her as she slept for about an hour. Because love is a commitment. And I still love her. She didn't hear me when I tried to talk with her. So I just sat and held her hand and thanked God for the woman she had been in my life. And the gifts that I received through living with Lois. There were times that she was helpful in pointing the way to me, and I needed to think about what she said and receive that. Once when I was given the opportunity by one of my professors at University of Virginia. He asked if I would mind if he would submit my name as a candidate for principalship in near Richmond. And when I came home and told Lois about it, she said, "Would you really be happy in that situation with your conviction for Christian education?" And she was right. And the door opened to come back to LMS as principal, and I found it a continuing blessing to trust God for His guidance through other people, through circumstances, whatever the situation was. I made many mistakes along the way, but one of them was not marrying Lois. It was a good thing, and she blessed me, and I am grateful for that guidance in a quiet way that Lois could bring to me. And I miss it now when I sit there and there are things I'd like to share with her, but she wouldn't understand a word of what I'm saying, just as I do not understand her. But God is with us. And love is with us. I've thought often of the limitless love of God, which we sang about this morning in the love of God. God's love reaches to the highest heights and to the lowest hells, and gives us love to bless others and care for them.
You've modeled what that love looks like in just an absolutely incredible way through the way you've stayed committed and loved Lois. And it really does, if we think about the light of Christ and God's kingdom being revealed through God's people, you are revealing what God's kingdom is about, I think, through your love to Lois. Jay Lester is a poet. I don't know if any of you guys knew that, but he was a fantastic, written some fantastic poetry when he was in his late teens, early 20s at EMS, at EM
Eastern
Mennonite. And he wrote a poem when he first was getting to know Lois, and I asked Jay Lester if he would share that with us.
Would you like to read
it? I can read it too. Would you like me to read it? Okay. It's called Untitled. Likely written 1944 when I was at EMS and Lois in Flint, Michigan. Crescented over the mountaintop, a warm, mellow moon arose and smiled and sighed, whispering in my ear, "She watches too." Full and round, high in the sky, the moon smiled down on me, winking an eye, he said to my heart, "She watches too." Looking close, I saw him wink the other eye. With bated breath and listening ear, I thought I caught these words from moving lips. "He watches too." Up into his friendly eyes I smiled and saw my smile reflected on his mirrory face. And while I gazed enraptured, lost in thought, the image changed. Upon that lighted disk I saw her face, sweet and smiling, with dreamy blue-eyed tenderness. And then, I breathed a prayer to God. A thank you, God. And pillowed in slumber, felt blessed and blessed and blessed. Jay Lester, through your experiences of unimaginable tragedy in losing your son and daughter-in-law, through the experiences of vulnerability with co-workers, and through your experience and commitment to Lois, Are there any final reflections on how you see God? What maybe we can learn more about how to be followers of Christ through these that you want to share with us?
I feel, excuse me, I feel more and more that the love of God is boundless. And that is the word that I would share with you and with myself, that God's love reaches to everyone, to anyone, and we need to share that love. And though there are tragedies in our lives, God's love shows through in those circumstances. I remember reading in Psalm 146, I think it is, that about the love of God. Is God's love is free to everyone. And so we should share that love with others, even if we are persons who are not vocal in many ways, yet we can share by our actions the love of God with others. And I always want to share that love with others whom I know.
Thank you, Jay Lester, for sharing with us this morning. And as a way to close, we're going to read one more of his poems. It was called God Walked With Me Today. So I thought that that's an appropriate title for this time together this morning, God Walked With Me Today, as God has walked with you and all throughout all of our lives. I will read this one as well. God Walked With Me Today, by J. Lester Brubaker. God walked with me today and strengthened me. Tasks were mine, impossible tasks. Other days I would have been unnerved, weak, helpless. But God walked with me today, strengthening me. Sunset found me with work completed, fresh, vigorous, strong. God walked with me today and encouraged me. I was tired. Hope was gone. Others were achieving while I groveled in the dust. I wondered, is life worth the effort? But God walked with me today, encouraging me. Sunset found me in love with life, radiant, hopeful, gay. God walked with me today and gripped my hand. New power surged through my being. He talked with me of ideals, aims, aspirings. Life took on a deeper meaning. For God walked with me today, gripping my hand. Sunset found me in love with God, meditative, prayerful, at rest. Let's have a closing prayer. God, thank you so much for this time with Jay Lester. I thank you for his life, that you have walked with him each day. You have walked with Lois each day and their family. Thank you that you are a faithful God, and that even through some of the hardest life experiences, as Jay Lester has just shared, we still see the love of God. So we pray that we may continue to see your love in our lives, and that out of that love, we would share that love with others. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for this time with Jay Lester. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.